This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 16th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll hear a report from the Illinois State Fair and this year's competitive eating contest. First, a look at news. Deb Frank-Finan will formally resign her Champaign County Board seat today so she can assume her newly appointed seat on the Champaign City Council. Last night, council members chose Finan over 14 other applicants for the seat. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Finan was appointed to the vacant at-large seat on the first vote and on her second attempt to win a council appointment. She says she'll hold off any push on specific issues to concentrate on learning the ropes and building relationships with city staff and fellow council members.
I know myself well enough that as I get familiar with things that I will be willing to work on issues, but I'm at this point just want to learn and listen a little bit.
The vote to appoint Finan was 5-3. Mayor Jerry Schweihart said afterwards that there were efforts to bring party politics to bear on the officially nonpartisan council during the appointment process.
In talking to some of the council people, they were getting a lot of arm twisting by some of the Democratic leaders in the community for the candidates to vote a certain way.
Schweihart, a Republican, says he didn't know of any lobbying done by his own party. Finan is a Republican. The most prominent Democrat to apply for the council seat is another county board member, Patricia Avery. Both Avery and Finan say they'll be running for council seats in the Champaign municipal elections next spring. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In other business, the council voted to raise their salaries, effective after the next election for each member. Council members, including Mayor Jerry Schweihart, voted unanimously to raise the mayor's salary to $35,000 a year, up from the current $25,000, and the council voted 5-3 to raise council members' pay to $5,000 a year, up of $1,000. The raises will be the first for Champaign council members and the mayor since 1988. A new biodiesel facility planned for Danville will get nearly $5 million in grants from the state of Illinois. Governor Blagojevich announced $4.8 million in Opportunity Returns grants to help Bunge North American build its new plant. Bunge spokeswoman Deb Seidel says a state grant is an important part of the process needed to make the new plant a reality, but she says there's still more to be done.
There's some permitting that still needs to be done. And the applications are in place for that permitting, and there's also some final negotiations with, you know, some of the entities that are participating that need to be completed.
Bunge plans a $30 million biodiesel plant for Danville, employing about 15 people. It would process bean oil from the company's soybean crushing plant in Danville and be one of the company's first biodiesel plants in America. The Opportunity Returns grant for Bunge is part of more than $25 million in grants for Illinois biofuels plants that were announced yesterday. Classes start next week in Danville School District 118, and while a teacher's contract expired over the summer, spokesmen for both the union and the school district are optimistic that they can reach agreement on a new contract in the next round of talks. District 118 Associate Superintendent Mark Denman says the two sides made a lot of progress during a marathon 17-hour bargaining session with a federal mediator that lasted until 4 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Well, I think substantial progress was made. I think we're close, but, you know, we're not in total agreement on certain financial issues and financial impact issues, and we'll have to continue those talks. I think that we were making good progress. It's just that after 17 hours and at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not sure that members of either team were at their best.
Negotiations resume August 28th without a federal mediator. Meanwhile, the Danville Education Association spokesman John Hinkleman says teachers will stay on the job during the first weeks of school working under the terms of their expired contract. Healthcare advocates are mounting a drive to change a Medicare prescription drug program they say is causing hardship for many seniors. The Champaign County healthcare consumer says that it expected some beneficiaries to have problems once they spent a certain amount on prescriptions. Above that level, a so-called donut hole effect reduces coverage to zero. When Eliza Catchings reached that stage of her coverage, it left her without options.
I am a diabetic, and like I said, I was off my medication for days, and that's not good. It's either go down or up my blood sugar, and I need my medication, but I couldn't afford it.
Catchings was able to get help through a state-sponsored program, but the CCHCC's Katie Coombs says that program doesn't help seniors making more than $22,000 a year. She says the federal program's operation should be shifted from the private sector to Medicare, saying that would make drug coverage more efficient and eliminate the problem.
The donut hole is immoral. This is like elder abuse, to put people in this situation where you tell them you're going to give them a benefit and you actually end up harming them.
Some Democrats in Congress, including Illinois' two senators, are supporting legislation to convert the prescription drug plan into a single program run by Medicare. The Republican nominee for Illinois governor has lagged behind the Democratic incumbent when it comes to fundraising. But Judy Bartopinka got a shot in the arm last month when high-profile names came in to stump for her. She says more help is on the way. Sean Crawford has more.
Topinka got money and exposure, both of which were desperately needed when President Bush, Senator John McCain, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani visited Illinois on her behalf.
Yeah, I think we did pretty well. You know, I mean, when the president comes out, and then you have the mayor of New York come out, former mayor, and then you have, the senator from Arizona, and we're anticipating Laura Bush coming out for us. We've got a few more coming in there. This is a high-profile race for the Republican Party in Washington.
Topinka admits she'll likely be outspent in the race against Democratic Governor Ron Blagojevich, but she says as long as the race remains in the National Party's radar, she'll have resources. When asked how much money she thought was necessary for her to win, she said she's unsure. Her latest campaign filings, which do not include money raised since the end of June, had Topinka with under $2 million in the bank, while Blagojevich had about eight times as much. I'm Sean Crawford.
For the latest newscast online, go to wyll.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Vendors, scary rides, and of course the animals are all familiar sounds at the Illinois State Fair. But for reporter Kavitha Cardoza, it wasn't so much what she heard at the competitive eating contest as what caught her eye.
The music may have drowned out sounds of the 11 competitors chewing and chomping down on their food, but it couldn't blot out the sight of them gobbling down Springfield's specialty, the horseshoe. That's toasted bread stacked with hamburger patties and a mound of French fries doused in gooey cheese sauce. Not that the fans that packed the venue were complaining. The atmosphere was a little surreal as they cheered on their favorites.
Welcome to the stage, please. Rank number six, 10 Eros Yellows.
Referee Eddie Dunn listed the rules as competitors stood in front of their individual foil pans. They would be judged on the weight of food they could eat in 10 minutes, they would be disqualified for dropping food on the ground or hiding it in their napkins, and they would be out of the running if there was what Dunn euphemistically called a reversal of fortune.
If someone has an emancipation esophagation, they are immediately disqualified.
In the end, Joey Chesnut devoured the competition. Dubbed the Enigma of the Esophagus on the competitive eating circuit, he's a construction engineer from California who came to the Illinois State Fair specifically for this contest. He's ranked number two in the world and is quick to list his gastric accomplishments.
I've won the grilled cheese eating championship with 47 grilled cheese sandwiches. I've done bratwurst. Last week I did 45 bratwursts in 10 minutes. Done 52 hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes, 118 jalapeno poppers in 10 minutes.
Chesnut ended up chowing down 6.5 pounds of horseshoes, and for his efforts, he won $2,000. He says in less than a couple of years, he's almost saved up enough to buy a house. Most eaters dunk their food in water to help it go down easier. Tim Janis from New York, who came second, is dead serious when he says a little bit of lemonade, not water, is what helped him.
Well, that's actually my contribution, my legacy to the sport was the alternative beverage movement, which was everyone used water until I came along, and I realized that iced tea was a good complement to the foods we're eating, and then I realized that lemonade cuts the taste of hot dog, like Palmolive cuts grease.
James Davis is from Springfield, with a big cheesy grin, and I mean that literally. He admits he was mistaken when he thought he had a hometown advantage. Unlike the winners, Davis has tasted horseshoes hundreds of times before. He says he didn't eat for 2 days before the contest, but it was harder than he imagined to eat Springfield's favorite dish with his fingers. Still, he says he tried.
Eat smaller bites, faster, and eat the bread first. That'll fill you up the first.
Referee Dunn says the messy horseshoes gave contestants the most trouble he's seen in a while. Dunn says practically every place has their own favorite speed-eating dish.
Let's see, there's crab cakes in Maryland, there's onions in Maui, there's oysters in Maine, lobsters in Maine, hot dogs is the big event on 4th of July, Coney Island, there's rancheros in Bermuda. Basically whatever town has a specific food, they will have a contest at some point.
Ignoring what some people have warned are the health risks attached to eating large amounts of food in a short period of time, competitive eating is becoming a more popular event, even showcased on ESPN. The number one ranked champion in the world is Japanese Takeru Kobayashi, who ate 58 hot dogs earlier this year in 10 minutes. Dunn says people love what they know. He says in the same way NASCAR is popular because everyone drives, competitive eating contests attract fans because people love food. He bristles at the suggestion that this may not quite be a sport the way most people understand it. He insists it is, and it's been around for ages.
Competitive eating, if you think about it, goes back to the beginning of time, even in caveman days. There's three cavemen in a cave and a chicken walks in. That's a competitive eating event right there.
Gurgitators, as they like to be called, or gluttons. For many, the answer isn't so elementary. I'm Kavita Cardoza.
Well, we've got sunshine around for the next day or two in most of the two states, but look for rain to come in time for the weekend. Our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser, mostly sunny today. The highs ranging from 80 near Lake Michigan to 88 in the far south. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. The lows ranging from 57 to 63, still comfortable sleeping weather overnight. And for tomorrow, rain starts to move in northern and west central Illinois. Some partial sunshine, though, still there. Partly to mostly sunny for the rest of the two states tomorrow. And highs Thursday ranging from around 80 in northwest Illinois to 92 in the far south. Friday, in the northern and central sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, partly sunny with a few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Saturday, mostly cloudy all over with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And on Sunday, in the north, mostly sunny. In central sections, partly sunny with a few lingering showers possible. And in the south, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms still. Friday's highs will range from the 80s north and east to 90 southwest, and highs over the weekend will be mostly in the 80s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 16th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.